They're reminding us that adjustments and attunements are always available, so that even though we gather together and we open our hearts to our higher essence, our higher self, in fact, there's a glow or an overlay or a continuing essence that's being broadcast that as we signal our readiness, you're going to be transformed, invited, offered. So we want to remember that the you're that we think we are is never separate from the divine that we truly are. So all of these offerings, all of these engagements are occurring simultaneously whether we hold doubt about it or not. So the more that we can travel lightly, the more that we can steer our ship brilliantly. They're just sort of laughing because we're starting to open up to the light ships so that we understand that we're one and the same. We're not getting help from heaven because we would never make it without. What we're simply doing is adjusting to our normal speed. So when they speak of speed, they're talking about our frequency. They're talking about really moving into these portals of alignment, of truth, of growth. And growth, they want me to explain that. The growth is simply, transforming to our very essence. So we're not growing into something we're not. We're simply extending ourselves to be the divine witness of our holy arrival, of our holy placement, of our holy, they're using the word galaxy, and I'm like, okay, explain that. So the galaxy is really just our multidimensional self. In other words, the whole of our existence. So when I'm receiving everyone, we've all been our exalted claim. In other words, when we talk about shifting from 3D to 5D, it's really nothing that special for us. It's something that's quite familiar and quite approved. So when they're using that word approved, it's sort of like it's been ready to go all along, and we're simply delighting, we're simply attuning, we're simply offering our heavenly gaze. In other words, we're the ones signaling our readiness. So as you will, they're saying come alive, and so of course we're moving out of just that dream state where we're following that separated belief and moving into our heartland, where we're already all one, where we're already all assembled, where we're already all secured. So that secured, when they said already all secured, there was just sort of like this very pronounced and significant increase so that we can find our placement at last. So what I'm receiving for all of us are all these various like life existences, these various times that you've been on the earth plane or sometimes in other life streams where you're teleporting. So in other words, you're not leaving in your physicality, it's your extending, your due relevance so that all can come alive, all can be announced, all can come in to do favor. So we want to remember, like with the solstice energy, all of our giftings are being triumphed, all of our giftings, who we are in our wholeness, who we are in our direct speed. So again, when they say speed, there's this frequency engagement, there's this frequency offering that's being extended, that's being asserted, that's being guaranteed. So the guaranteed is, why wouldn't your higher self want you to be who you really are? So we want to remember that's being offered, that's being indicated, that's being advanced, that's being, when they say the word advanced, it's just sort of like, okay, here's the next thing. You know, just as if you were a chef and you had like someone helping, so they're just handing you things and you're like putting them in the wok or whatever. So it's like it's being handed, it's being assimilated, it's being stood upon. So that stood upon is it's already in our frequency. So now it's not like it's being handed to you. You're already graduated. You're already increased. You're already justified. You're already assembled. You're already surrounded. You're already, what would be that word? Like, it's almost like this overwhelming, but not in a hardship way, more of in like a cascading way. So it's like overwhelming increase, overwhelming good pleasure, overwhelming cascading loveliness. So the overwhelming, it's more of like an over, offering, attunement, allowance, digestion. So the digestion part is allowing it to circulate, allowing it to take hold, allowing yourself to consider that due relevance, because we're all being extended, we're all being accentuated, we're all being advanced, we're all being promoted, we're all being united. And so the more that we sort of test out that skill set or allow ourselves to achieve, that's where the increase is going to be duly noted. So allow these energies to brew, allow them to circulate, allow them to increase your establishment, because what we're going to notice is we may be butting heads with an old belief, with a spouse, with like something where I just have to get this solved and everything will be okay. But in truth, we're alchemists. So we're growing, we're extending, we're accentuating, so that as we increase, we really pass that lower consciousness goodbye, meaning like we're not trying, like imagine trying to get in a door and I can't get it open, but it's like over here, everybody, there's an entrance right over here. So you're no longer casting those shadows. You're no longer staying in that old assumption. You're increasing your establishment. So this is what we want to remember. They're saying that love is providing, love is exchanging hands. So as we grow into our true semblance, into our true arrival, into our true divine union, with asserted increase, it's we're shifting how we reside in this planetary exchange. So what we're going to notice, what's going to dawn upon us, is going to keep shifting again and again. So it's very important that we stay sort of like in standby readiness. In other words, allowing that shift to occur. Because as we continue to shift, remember there are parallel realities that we're moving into our new lifestyle. We're moving into our new establishment. We're moving into our new holy remembrance. So allow those shifts to take place. Allow them to increase you steadily. Allow all to come abroad. In other words, those that we've been fussing with, those that we've been arguing with, whatever it is, it's sort of like we're meeting them in our new reality. So it's sort of like not only am I moving in frequency allowance, the version of what it is orchestrating, authoring, working with is also being presented in that new state. So again, as we transfer these realities, these timelines, it's everything's increased. So we want to have that sense of buoyancy, that sense of liberal pleasure, that sense of arrival, that sense of increased establishment. So when we get sort of like stuck in that lower encasement, that's where we want to shift to a new lifestyle. That's where we want to increase our galaxy. That's where we want to increase our interface of the sort of like taking that quantum leap, so that we arrive in our new jurisdiction. So when we said arrive at our new jurisdiction, it's almost like we were on a pilgrimage in some ancient site where it's like we're all sort of traveling together. They're showing me the peacock. Of course, that's a symbol for enlightenment. So again, it's sort of like we're lighting our way. We're moving in frequency. We want to remember everything is energy, everything is frequency. And so they're showing us that new door, that new placement. When I said new door, I had the peace dove. So it's sort of like, this is the way. So as you will receive this love's arrival. So again, we are love. We're not the ego. We're not the judgment. We're not the guilt. We are love. And so we're allowing that to increase. We're allowing that to arrive because that's what's going to solve like the many problems in that lower consciousness. There is no solution in the lower consciousness. That's the whole point. We from the higher awareness are establishing the solutions, both in terms of just getting through our daily apparatus, as well as what we when we hold that light serves the collective to bring us into the new arrival, the new earth, where we all come and bring forth our heavenly giftings. So allow this to take place, like in heavenly devotion. The reason I don't have words is I'm receiving everyone beyond words. So it's like a vibrational increase or attunement where when you read the energy, when you read the light codes, it transfers your very essence. So how you respond to life, how you respond to yourself is obligated, is increased, is enlivened. So that second part that they want me to arrest to sort of stay a while. So it's not only how you receive the outer, but how you're receiving the inner. Some are getting very good at offering grace to others, but with yourself, you're still a little bit selfish about the whole matter. So remember, how we make the garden grow is love. And so all of the angst, all of the fear, all of the guilt, it's how do I say it? It's sort of like it's been plastered mightily. In other words, that's the consciousness of the old establishment. So we want to breathe a sigh of relief and allow that new place of servitude, of light, of love, of compassion to come within, because that's the place of holy remembrance that we see with new eyes, we see with new vision, but we have to receive it through and through. You can only extend what you're willing to serve yourself. So the blessings come through and then are offered mightily. So allow yourselves to be glad and allow yourselves to be gifted. Allow there to be a true orchestration of your new alignment of birth. So again, we're birthing our new reality through and through. So allow this orchestration to lift you up in all good measures. So this means we're offering it to all that come upon us, all that we see, all that come in our memory banks, all the conflict in the world, all the conflict in our personal situation, the conflict within ourselves. It's like all of this is receiving, you can call it God's mercy, but it's really your own halo. It's really your own Christ itself, because we are the divine energies, as we will attest to it, as we will allow it. So allow yourselves to be self-justified, allow yourselves to be lifted up, allow yourselves to be newly established. And so when we say newly established, it's sort of like, okay, now this is where we're settling in. This is where we're anchoring ourselves. Just imagine like you picked up your picnic blanket and it didn't seem to be a great spot. And it's like, let's move everything over here where the sunshine is. And so now it's sort of like we're just reorganizing ourselves. And in our new dictation, in our new excitement. So when they say the words excitement, it's always like a light excitement. So it's like a high vibration excitement. So this is what they mean by it, but it's exciting, but it's actually a frequency alignment. So we're allowing that to be dictated. We're allowing that to be duly noted. We're allowing that to be entitled. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every time we offer that, every time we offer